Seal Test Milk, Cheese, and Ice Cream Divisions of National Dairy present Seal Test Variety Theater with three of Hollywood's top stars, Dick Powell and Abbott and Costello. And here's the lovely star of our show, your hostess for the next half hour, Dorothy L'Amour.
Thank you and good evening, everyone. In behalf of Henry Russell, his orchestra, and the Crew Chiefs Quartet, I'd like to welcome you to Seal Test Variety Theater. And also waiting to say hello to you are two of Hollywood's funnier men, Abbott and Costello, and one of its finer actors, tough guy Dick Powell.
Thank you, Dottie. It's a pleasure to be introduced like that by one of Hollywood's prettier girls.
It sure is, Dick.
Hey, you said it, Abbott. You want to know something, Dottie? This Powell guy don't look so tough to me.
All right, Costello.
It says I got a growl.
All right.
I've seen him in a lot of pictures, and he always scares me, but not anymore. Says in the script, growl.
Costello, what pictures did you see me in?
I've seen you in all the pictures you were supposed to be tough. I saw you in Pitfall, Johnny O'Clock, Murder My Sweet.
What about To the Ends of the Earth?
You weren't so tough in that one.
I know. I just wanted to get all the plugs I could.
Well, you see, Costello, you're not so clever.
Now, listen, Abbott, we might as well get some plugs, too, you know.
Yeah.
Just listen to what I ask him. Well, wise guy, what pictures have you seen us in? Hmm? How's that, Abbott?
That's okay.
That's not a fair question.
What do you mean it's not a fair question?
Well, I only go to comedies.
Well?
Well, why don't you do something about it, Lou? He's not so tough.
Now, listen here, Dick Powell.
That's what.
There's just one thing I want to tell you just about how tough I am. You know that new murder picture called Rope? Well, I starred in it.
Now, wait a minute, Costello. I saw Rope and you weren't in it.
Well, this was a cheaper version of it. It was called String.
Oh, Costello!
Thanks, fellas. And now, as Lou Costello would say, don't nobody go away, because Messrs. Abbott and Costello will do one of their famous routines, and there's a swell sketch coming up with Dick Powell.
Get the basket seal test.
What's yours?
Dish of strawberry ice cream.
Chocolate soda.
Banana split.
Some like it plain, some like it fancy, but everybody likes ice cream. And the most popular, by far, is Seal Test ice cream. That's only natural because it's better in every way. Flavor for flavor, there is no ice cream that matches Seal Test for pure goodness. Seal Test Quality Control sees to it that every spoonful is smooth, creamy rich, and full-flavored, of top quality and purity. So whenever it's ice cream you crave,
get the basket Seal Test.
Around the Seal Test Variety Theater, we think that our Dorothy L'Amour is a most unusual girl. We also think that It's a Most Unusual Day is quite a song. So put them all together with the Crew Chiefs and Henry Russell, and it sounds something like this.
It's a most unusual day. Feel like throwing my worries away. As an old native-born Californian would say, it's a most unusual day. There's a most unusual sky, not a sign of a cloud passing by. And if I want to sing, throw my heart in the ring, it's a most unusual day. There are people meeting people. There is sunshine everywhere. There are people greeting people and a feeling of spring in the air. It's a unusual time. I keep feeling my temperature climb. If my heart won't behave in the usual way, well, there's only one thing to say. It's a most unusual, most unusual, most unusual day.
Ladies and gentlemen, a few minutes ago we were kidding about some of the pictures which starred Dick Powell as a tough guy. But to be serious for a moment, those pictures, together with his latest United Artists release, Pitfall, are but milestones in a long and highly successful career. Dick Powell's name has been synonymous with exciting and excellent pictures, And it is with real pride that we present our versatile star tonight in a sketch especially written for his comedy talents by Milton Geiger. It's called Happy Ending. Carlton, as usual, will you do the honors?
Right, Dottie. While you and Dick get into the mood, I'll set the scene by saying, in the city, in the spring, in the park, near the lagoon, on a bench, among the squirrels sits a young man. His nose is buried in a newspaper, which seems a premature death for so young a nose. On a footpath in the park, near the lagoon, among the pigeons walks a girl. She's pretty, and she's in a pretty panic over something until she sees the young man. The panic is replaced with heartfelt relief. Gingerly, she approaches the bench where the young man sits.
Excuse me, please.
Hmm?
May I sit on this bench?
Pay your taxes regularly?
Of course.
You may sit on this bench.
Thank you.
Don't thank me. Thank the city fathers who fathered this bench. Excuse me.
Who won the game?
The season is over.
Oh.
Who won what game?
Any game which the season isn't over, I thought.
Hmm. Can you swim?
Victor Clebo, you know very well I can't swim.
Why don't you hire a boat and go rowing?
I think you're mean.
Mean means average. I'm above average. I'm the kind
of... Oh, you think you're so much. I wouldn't marry you if you were the last man on earth.
You couldn't.
Huh. Oh, couldn't I, though?
There wouldn't be a preacher to marry us.
As if I'd let him.
As if you wouldn't make him.
It's his privilege to refuse.
Yeah, and then I would be the only man on earth.
I hate you. Don't even talk to me.
Good, 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 good. Excuse me.
Okay.
More on the torso slaying. Grisly photos on page 4.
Victor.
Horrible, horrible.
Vic.
What a mess. And him in his Sunday clothes, too.
Isn't the lake pretty, Vic?
It's full of swans.
So smooth, so dark.
So fully packed with swans.
What's the matter with them?
It's infested with swans.
Swans are beautiful.
Oh, they got a lot of neck.
You're just mean today.
Mean means average. I am
above
average.
Oh, give me the funny paper and keep quiet.
Oh, here, take it. The funny paper yet. Oh, what's funny about them? Slaughter, mayhem, bruises, and split lips. Jack the Pint Killer, no nose, nussbaum. What's funny about them?
You're right.
Do you know what you're saying?
Oh, they aren't funny. They're sad.
No, now they're sad.
Well, they are really. Those characters going about doing their silly things and never in the world suspecting that we're watching them all the time.
Flo, on the way down here, you didn't run into anything head first, did you?
No, really. How many's the time we've seen people in the funny paper read another funny paper? A comic strip within a comic strip, sort of.
Oh, sure, sure, sure. Big fleas have little fleas upon their backs to bite them. And little fleas have lesser fleas and so ad infinitum.
Doesn't it give you the creeps?
Fleas?
I mean, if we see characters in the funny paper, pick up a paper and read the funnies and so on and so on and so on and
yeah,
so...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, how do we know that we're not in the funny paper?
Feed that to me again.
Well, how do we know that we're not just a couple of characters that somebody draws in the newspaper to amuse people at breakfast? Vic and Flo. Why, we even sound like a couple of comic strip characters.
Florence, me girl, do you have black spots that move backward in front of your eyes?
Of course not.
They don't have to be black. Colors are very good this season, too.
I mean it, Vic. Look, don't you ever have the feeling someone is watching you?
Only at the office.
I do.
Thunder.
I have a feeling someone is watching me right now.
Probably some sailor. Pull your skirt down.
Maybe everybody in the world isn't anybody at all. Maybe we're just all people in somebody's mind.
You, honey, are a great big hole in his head, believe me. Oh, I think it's going to rain.
Honey, Vic.
Hmm?
Look, If we are Vic and Flo in somebody's newspaper, there's got to be a happy ending.
Why?
Well, there's got to be. You wouldn't want circulation to fall off on account of us, would you? Mm. Happy ending, Vic?
No. No, I'm sore. Sore to the core. Wow.
Okay, if that's how you feel, but I think it's terrible for you to act like that when everybody at breakfast is watching us.
Nah.
Well, I think we are being watched, and that isn't thunder at all.
It ain't Gene Krupa.
Well, it's somebody at breakfast having coffee and eggs and laughing himself sick over us. We're that silly.
Speak for yourself, Florence. Oh, here comes the rain. Get out of the newspaper.
Vic.
What?
Look.
Where?
I was right.
What about?
We are just a couple of characters in the funny paper.
Why?
Look what it's raining. Coffee.
Coffee?
Someone must be reading us and spilling his coffee in the funny paper.
That's an outrage.
Puddles of black coffee all over.
Black coffee, yeah. Vic and Flo, the best comic in the paper. We don't even rate sugar and cream in our coffee. I'll talk to the editor. I'll complain to the syndicate.
Vic, don't be mad.
No cream in the coffee we get spilled on us yet.
Vic, you're the cream in my coffee.
I'm the cream in... Oh, yeah. All right. You women will turn anything into an advantage, won't you? Hmm. Okay, you win.
Happy ending, Vic.
Okay, sugar.
Hmm. Thanks, cream. Thanks, customer.
Yeah, and have a nice breakfast up there.
Powell, it was really swell doing that sketch with you. In just a moment, we're all going to hear from the crew chiefs and Henry Russell's orchestra. And for Abbott and Costello fans, are there any who aren't, we'll soon have one of their side-splitting routines.
Here's good advice that's sure to pay, so listen to what the man has to say.
Boy, oh boy, talk about speed.
Thanks for the tip, pal. I will talk about speed. Because speed in freezing is one of the secrets of really smooth ice cream. And Seal Test ice cream is quick frozen. Frozen in less than a minute. That's why it's always so fine-grained, extra smooth and creamy. Never icy or coarse. This is just one of the reasons why Seal Test ice cream is the quality leader of the nation. For ice cream that's better in every way. In creamy smoothness, rich, full flavor, and pure goodness, always say Seal Test. It's America's first choice.
While the orchestra put on their sombreros, Henry Russell gives a South American downbeat, and before you can say uno, dos, tres, we hear Hank's very own arrangement of Carioca.
Russell,
I'm sure you've just cemented Pan-American relations. And now from music, we turn to madness and clear the stage for those two household words, Abbott and Costello. Right at this moment, the boys are in a service station.
Costello. Costello. Now listen, we bought this gas station. When we bought it, you promised to do half the work, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, so get busy. Now you've got Dorothy Lamour's car up there on the grease rack. Why aren't you greasing it?
Well, Dorothy Lamour's car makes me nervous.
Oh, her car makes you nervous.
Yeah, this is the first time I was ever so close to her chassis.
Costello, you're ruining my business. How can you be so stupid all day?
Well, I go to bed early.
Oh, shut up. You haven't got brains enough to work in a gas station.
Oh, yes, I have.
All right, suppose the man drove in here and asked for Ethel. What would you tell him?
I'd tell him it was her day off.
Her day off. No. You'd put Ethel in the car.
I'd put Ethel in his car. Sorry, I don't even know the girl.
No. Ethel is tanked out in front of the gas station.
Oh, and you want me to sober her up?
No. Costello, you don't understand.
She's got a little bun on?
No, nothing of the kind. Listen to me. Suppose a man drove in this station and his motor knocked.
I'd open the door and let it in.
Look, you don't understand. He has a miss in his motor.
Oh, I'm locked. Oh, he's got a miss in his motor.
Yes.
Okay, she can come in, too.
No. Let me try it another way. The man's motor is missing.
Well, what are you looking at me for? I didn't take it.
I didn't ask.
I don't go around taking motors. There's other ways of making a buck. I could smuggle football players into UCLA, and they could use them,
too. All right. Forget it. What would you do if a man drove in here with a flat tire?
I'd treat her just like any other lady.
Listen, now that's enough. That's the last straw.
Okay.
I don't want any more of this.
Okay.
No more following you all. Come on.
Okay.
Get out of here. You're through. Come on. Out.
All right, I'm out.
Get out of the gas station.
Wait a minute.
How long have you been working for me?
Just a year today.
A year today?
Yes.
A year today.
They want a little taffy. Just a year today.
Yeah, I see.
And you never paid me a cent.
I have.
No. You never paid me a cent.
All right, go ahead. Tell the public that.
I'm going to tell them. After all, I worked 365 days for you. And my salary was $1 a day. And if we do it in 6 minutes, I get a suit.
All right, never mind.
No. That's a long line.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Come on.
I worked for you just a year today, and you never paid me a cent. Now, I worked 365 days, and my salary was $1 a day. So therefore, you owe me $365. Give it to me, and I will go.
Now, wait a minute. Not so fast, Costello. You say you worked 365 days for me?
Yes.
And you wish to be reimbursed?
I don't want to burst nothing. All I want is $365,
no,
and I'll
no,
get
no,
out.
No. Don't get excited. How many hours a day did you work?
I beg your pardon?
I said, how many hours a day did you work?
Well, now, let me see, Abbott. How many hours a day did I work?
How many hours a day did
you
work?
Oh, you're not going to... Thank you ever so much, Abbott.
All right.
Yeah, thank you. I was lost.
All right.
I mean, this is strange.
How many...
8 hours a day.
All right, now, wait a minute.
You don't.
All right.
8 hours a day I work.
And how many hours are there in a day?
Oh, don't try to put anything over on me. I know that one. There's 24 hours in a day, all but February, which has 28.
Yeah, all right. That's right. There are 24 hours in a day, but... By working 8 hours a day, you really only work 1/3 of each day. Is that right?
According to your figuring, yes.
So? 1/3 of $365 is approximately $121. So you only have $121 coming to you.
Boy, that's what you call deflating the dollar, ain't it?
Well, in one sense of the word.
And in the other sense of the word, my $365 just went through a reorganization.
Exactly.
Well, give me the $121 and get it over with, and I'll get out.
But.
Oh, but.
But.
But. I knew there was a button.
You didn't work on Sundays,
no.
Did you? No. And there are 52 Sundays in a year.
So what?
So we will deduct 52 from $121, which leaves $69 coming to you.
Are you sure of that?
Oh, yes.
Well, I just don't want you to cheat yourself.
Oh, master.
I'm going to get something out of this.
That's mighty thoughtful of you looking out for my interests.
I might as well look out after yours. You have already ruined mine. I think that's the line.
Yes.
Thank you. Well, certainly. Well, give me the $69 and I'll get out.
What?
But maybe I shouldn't have asked for it in the first place. The longer I ask, the less money I get. Look, give me a couple of dollars.
Just a minute. I'll take a couple of dollars and I will evacuate. Wait a minute. Just a minute. You must admit you only worked a half a day on Saturday.
Oh, here it comes.
Now, Lou.
Abbott, every minute you're out of jail, you're away from home. And if I don't get some money, you'll be home in the morning. Now, I got $69 coming to me. Look, could I have a dollar?
Look, quiet.
Give me a buck.
Quiet. You're disturbing my calculations.
You're wrecking my income.
Oh, wait a minute. Just a minute. You've got me all mixed up. Where was I?
You just had a toehold on my $69.
Oh, yes. Now, half a day Saturday, 52 Saturdays in a year. Let's see. Half of 52 is 26, so we will deduct 26 from 69, leaving the sum of $43.
Sum of?
Yes, sum of.
If I get some of it, I'll be lucky. Look, Evan, give me a half a buck, 50 cents.
All right,
cents.
Wait a minute.
Give me 50 cents and I'll get out of here.
But...
But I know it, I know it.
You took a vacation?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Well, now, wait a minute. That's 14 days. Now, you had $43 coming to you, so we will deduct 14 from 43, leaving a balance of $29. Now, that's barring default.
Don't worry about default. The fault is mine for working for you. Look, Abbott, give me a quarter. Is that asking too much? Give me a little quarter, and I'll get out of here. But, see, now I know it as good as you. Now, look, hey, I was on time, wasn't I?
How much time did you take out for lunch?
How much time did I take out for lunch?
Yes.
Point again, son. Point again.
How much time?
On my sheet. My sheet.
Right.
Thank you. All right, I got it. I know
all
my
money.
Right, I know this is going to run into money.
Yeah, hold on. Come. Now, how much time did you take out for lunch?
Page 23. Only an hour.
Okay. An hour a day?
Yeah.
An hour a day for 365 days. Why, that's 365 hours, which equals about 15 days, I take it.
You might as well take it. You've been taking everything else.
So 15
from 29 leaves 14, but...
Wow!
The Andrews sisters. Lost again. Now I know it better than you. Come on, Abbott. Look, will you give me a dime? Give me a nickel. Can you spare a penny?
But
here we go again. All right, can you spare a cigar butt? Em, give me a blowout patch.
Yeah, look, Costello, there are 13 holidays in
the year. Give me a sardine. I'm tanned anyway.
All right. Look, Costello, there are 13 holidays in the year that you didn't work. And as you only had $14 coming to you, I will deduct the 13 from the 14, which leaves the exact sum of $1 coming to you.
Oh, Boulder.
Here.
Well, here. Now you made me say a naughty word.
What are you talking about? Well, Boulder is a dam.
I know it.
Look. Costello, you should be ashamed of yourself. That's fine talk coming from one of your ilk.
I beg your pardon?
I say that's fine talk coming from one of your ilk.
Yeah, but I'm not an ilk. I'm a moose.
Oh, get him out of here.
Okay.
You were wonderful, boys, but then you always are. And lots of luck with your new Universal International picture, The Bride of Frankenstein. Now, stand by once more, everybody. There's a song coming up and some great news concerning our guests for next week.
Get the best, get sealed test.
How long has it been since you set them up for your family at their favorite soda fountain? Too long, I'll bet. Because those trips to a seal test fountain can't come often enough for most folks. Right now, ice cream fans are raving about the seal test fountain treat of the month. A chocolate marshmallow nut sundae for only 25 cents. Why not have one tonight? And say, I hope you're having lots of those seal test strawberry tarts while they're being featured as the October dessert of the month. They're made with a vanilla ice cream base, a filling of juicy red ripe strawberries, and topped off with real whipped cream. Ask your Seal Test dealer for strawberry ice cream tarts. And be sure to try the Seal Test Fountain Treat of the Month.
Get the best, get Seal Test.
As the campaign draws to a close, many voters are favoring a new tune that's a real contender. Henry Russell, the crew chiefs, and I would like to get on the musical bandwagon, too, and nominate as our choice, Just For Now.
Just for now, let's call it romance. Just for now, let's take a chance. Oh, it would seem to be the real thing that makes the bells ring. But dare we dream just for now. Let's not be clever. Just for now, let's just be gay. And And come what may, that certain day will find us somehow. It will be always instead of just for now.
Just for now.
Not be clever, just for now, let's just be gay, and come what may, that certain day will find us somehow. It will be always, instead of just for now.
It's just for now.
Thank you, everybody. And I'd like to Dick Powell and Bud Abbott and Lou Costello to know how much we appreciate their being with us tonight. Their appearance on this program contributes to a fine cause, the establishment of the American Federation of Radio Artists Welfare Insurance Fund. And now, Carlton Cadell, I believe you have a special message for the folks, right?
Right, Dottie. October 18th through October 24th has been proclaimed by the President of the United States, as well as by governors and mayors throughout the country, as National Bible Week. The Bible is for everyone, regardless of race, color, or creed. And this week is set aside for the purpose of encouraging and inspiring the reading of this great book, which is the universal literature of truth and power. And now, once again, Dorothy L'Amour.
Well, Carlton, I'm afraid that we've sort of come to the end of the seal test trail tonight. Next Thursday, though, we'll be back with another of your favorite comedians, Jack Carson. And as a very special Halloween treat, America's ghoul friend, Boris Karloff. So try and be with us. Until then, for Henry Russell, the crew chiefs, and tonight's guests, this is Dorothy L'Amour saying good night, keep well, keep happy, and keep listening.
Continuity for Seal Test Variety Theater is written by Howard Harris and direction is by Glenn Hall Taylor. Tune in next Thursday at this same time when Seal Test Milk and Ice Cream again presents Seal Test Variety Theater starring Dorothy L'Amour. Seal Test Incorporated and Associate Companies are divisions of National Dairy Products Corporation. This is Carlton Cadell speaking.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.